Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 9th. In the news this morning, overnight EVOT prices for December corn down a nickel at 605 and a quarter, July wheat down 2¾ cents at 629, and July beans up 3¼ cents at 1366 and a half. We did have one sale here today, 190,000 metric tons of old crop beans to unknown. That should firm up the old crop, new crop spreads just a little bit here. Now, the two things that will be working on the market today is obviously the weather. We've got some rains coming in to northern Illinois Saturday night into Sunday. We look relatively cool here, mainly an average of mid-70s, so no real heat in the forecast. But, you know, these rains don't look all that heavy. We've seen some sparse rains here and there, but not enough to change any of the soil profile issues that we're having out here. So we'll just have to see how much rain actually falls over the weekend. But if it's scattered like it's been, you know, I think we're going to go back to talking dry conditions out here. Now, the other thing, obviously, beside the weather are the reports. The government is looking to shave the corn yield by 0.3 bushel to 181.2, and the beans shaving it 0.1 bushel to 51.9. If that's what they come out with, I think it's way too high. I think the numbers are certainly lower than that, considering the crop ratings. But the government's going to try to kick the can down the road till July to get more weather data between now and then, to see how the crops are faring, and taking a look at the weekly ratings to make some kind of determination out here. But I still think the yields are way too high. The corn carryouts, they're looking for the corn to be down 2 million from last month, the beans up 1 million, and the wheat up 12 million. So maybe a touch bearish on the wheat. The world stockpiles, beans down a little bit, 800,000 metric tons, the wheat down 100,000, and corn up 900,000 metric tons. But I think the big thing on this report, maybe the Argentinian crop. The Argentinians say their crop is 21 million. The U.S., the average guess is 24.3. So they still may be way too high there. I don't think the increases in Brazil are going to be enough to offset all that loss in Argentina. So, you know, I think either way here, with the weather a little bit iffy over the weekend, if the reports are bullish, I think the pros will sell it, looking for rains over the weekend. If the reports are bearish, I think the pros will buy it, hoping that they don't get as much rain as advertised out here. So it'll be an interesting day. Could be a bit of a whipsaw with the weather on top of the report. So we'll just have to see. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.